giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Pastor Rogers, and my New Bethlehem family. My name is Deborah Threes, and my topic for today is peace. Peace is the third fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5:22. Before we get our day started, we need to read the Word of God. Satan wants to attack the man. Isaiah 26:3-4 says, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. On January 14, 2019, my husband passed away. The enemy tried to steal my peace, and the next year, COVID was announced. Everything was being shut down. Can you imagine me already feeling alone, now limited to fellowship with my church family? God had to discipline me to sit still and spend quality time with him. God wants us to have a relationship and fellowship with him. God has a way of making us spend time with him. I personally found myself reading scriptures on peace and faith. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Peace is the tranquility of the mind, freeing us from worrying and fear. Only God can give us genuine peace. I want to leave with you this my aunt shared with me. The antonym for COVID is Christ, our victory in disaster. Thank God for victory through Jesus Christ.